As soon as she's finally alone, Sally heads for the backyard. The toad is still there. It's been waiting right along with Sally. It settles more deeply into the grass when Sally goes to the garage for the hedge clippers, and it's there when she brings them over, along with the stepladder she uses whenever she wants to change light bulbs or search the top shelves of the pantry. The clippers are rusty and old, left behind by the house's previous owners, but they'll certainly do the job. The day is already turning hot and sultry, with steam rising from the rain puddles as they evaporate. Sally expects interference. She's never had any experience with restless spirits before, but she assumes they want to hang on to the real world. She half expects Jimmy to reach up through the grass and grab her ankle. She wouldn't be surprised if she clipped off the tip of her thumb or was toppled right off the ladder. But her work goes ahead with surprising ease. A man like Jimmy, after all, never does well in this sort of weather. He prefers air conditioning and several six-packs. He prefers to wait until night falls. If a woman wants to work in the hot sun, he'd never be the one to stop her. He'd be flat out on his back, relaxed in the shade, before she'd even have time to set up her stepladder. Sally, however, is used to hard work, especially in the dead of winter, when she sets her alarm for 5 a.m. so she can wake up early enough to shovel snow and do at least one load of laundry before she and the girls head out. She considered herself lucky to get the job at the high school so she could have time with her children. Now she sees she was smart. Summers have always belonged to her, and they always will. That's why she can take her time cutting down the hedges. She can take all day if need be, but by twilight, those lilacs will be gone. In the far section of the yard, only a few stumps will be left behind, so dark and knotty they'll be good for nothing other than a toad's home. The air will be so still it will be possible to hear a single mosquito. The last call of the mockingbird will echo, then fade. When night falls, there'll be armloads of branches and flowers on the street, all neatly tied with rope, ready for the trash pickup in the morning. The women who are called to the lilacs will arrive to see that the hedges have been chopped to the ground, their glorious flowers nothing but garbage strewn along the gutter in the street. That's the moment when they'll throw their arms around one another and praise simple things, and at long last consider themselves to be free.